From NPR News in Washington, I'm Dave Mattingly. Toyota says it's seen no evidence of a possible electronic problem with the millions of vehicles being recalled because of sticky gas pedals. A Transportation Department official agrees. However, the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says it is investigating. This as dealers begin receiving parts to fix those gas pedals. Tammy Darvish is president of Darcars Toyota in Silver Spring, Maryland. She says they're working long hours to help those affected by the gas pedal problems.
Customers can call us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week until further notice. And once the parts start arriving, we'll put a third shift on in our service operations to be able to accommodate customers' hours for what's convenient for them.
Toyota says it's losing tens of millions of dollars a week in sales amid the recalls. The automaker has suspended sales of 8 models until the gas pedals are fixed. Federal investigators are releasing their report this morning on the likely cause of last year's crash of a Continental Connection flight in upstate New York. The twin-engine turboprop stalled and slammed into a house on approach to the Buffalo-Niagara International Airport. That happened on February 12th of last year. The crash killed all 49 people aboard and one man inside the home. Experts say the crash exposed safety gaps between the major airlines and regional carriers, including pilot fatigue and training. The National Transportation Safety Board's report is expected to include safety recommendations. President Obama heads to New Hampshire today for a town hall meeting. That's where he will unveil a new fund designed to boost small business lending. NPR's Mara Liasson reports.
Today in New Hampshire, President Obama will describe his plan to transfer $30 billion from TARP, the bailout fund for the banks, to a new program that will lend to small businesses. It will be targeted at small and community banks and will include incentives for those banks to increase their lending to small businesses. Banks could participate if their assets are under $10 billion, and those banks would not face the same restrictions as banks participating in TARP do now. The president is also proposing to eliminate all capital gains taxes on small business investments. The president plans to tell his audience today that small business hiring is crucial to economic growth, since small businesses created 65% of all new jobs over the last 15 years. And right now, they're having trouble getting loans from banks. Mara Liasson, NPR News, Washington.
Despite economic worries and double-digit unemployment, UPS says the holiday shopping season was good for its bottom line. The shipping giant reports quarterly earnings of $757 million. That's triple the total of 1 year ago. The Academy Award nominations were announced a short time ago in Beverly Hills. James Cameron's Avatar and The Hurt Locker lead contenders with 9 nominations each. This is NPR News from Washington. On Capitol Hill this morning, efforts to lift the ban on gays serving openly in the U.S. military will be moving forward. Defense Secretary Robert Gates and Joint Chiefs Chairman Admiral Mike Mullen will be testifying before a Senate committee. Gates is expected to announce a review to study what it would mean for the U.S. military to remove the ban, something supported by President Obama. Former Air Force Staff Sergeant David Hill says he was discharged from the ROTC program for being gay.
We all hope that they're going to just tell Congress that, you know, we're ready for you to repeal this, so, you know, get on it. But while you're doing that, there are several things that we can do.
Meanwhile, the proposed budget for the Justice Department contains millions of dollars to close the Guantanamo prison. It also suggests that the detention center won't be empty until the end of President Obama's term at the earliest. NPR's Ari Shapiro reports.
It took the Obama administration months to settle on Thompson Prison in Illinois as an indefinite detention facility for Guantanamo detainees. Now the budget for 2010 includes $237 million to buy, renovate, and staff Thompson. About 50 men who are now at Guantanamo are expected to be housed there. But the earliest Congress could enact this budget is October. Then it'll take time to upgrade security at the prison. At a Justice Department budget briefing yesterday, Assistant Attorney General Lee Loftus estimated that detainees could arrive at Thompson in the first months of 2012 at the earliest. By then, President Obama could be running for re-election. That timeline assumes Congress does not put up any obstacles, but lawmakers have steadily pushed back against President Obama's proposals to close Guantanamo. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.
This is NPR News from Washington.